This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It is Tuesday, June 14th, and through the magic of technology, Mark, I am actually in Las Vegas, and you know how successful my trip was last year to Las Vegas when I was working with the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. You remember how much fun that was, right?
Yes, this one certainly cannot be as bad as that.
It will not be, and it'll be fantastic, and I'm looking forward to it, and I love my CPAs. So Mark and I are actually recording this in advance so that no matter what, when we're on vacation, we do like to make sure that we deliver daily little shots of advice. If you would like some financial advice, all you need to do is go to our website. It's jillonmoney.com, and you can click the Contact Us button. And when you do that, a form will pop up, and you can fill it out. And at the end, it says, would you be willing to come on the air with us? And if you say yes, Mark does everything else. And that is what Jeff did. Jeff is on the line from Pennsylvania. Hello, Jeff. What can we do for you today?
Hey, Jill. So I was reaching out because, first off, big fan of you and Mark. Thank you guys for your wonderful podcasts now. I love listening to all the advice, and you have helped me out in the past, so I really appreciate it. I am contacting you today because I had a few different questions, but the main point was my wife and I are in a position where I think we can afford to invest a little bit more, either just into a general investment or into our retirement. And so I wanted to get your advice about what might be the best option for us.
Great. How old are you, Jeff?
40.
And how old is your wife?
The same.
And you both work?
Yes, sort of. My wife is the one who earns the money. I am a stay-at-home dad now.
How old are the kids?
Three, just turned three on Friday, and about to turn 5 months for two twins.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Are you saying you have a three-year-old and twin five-month-olds?
Yes.
Mark, are you okay? Did you just faint?
He sounds very calm.
He does.
Yeah, we were hoping to expand our family to have two, and then we found out we were getting a pair at the same time. So it was a little bit of a, things had to change a little.
Okay, wait, here's my big question for you. Fraternal or identical?
Fraternal, boy, girl, mixed set.
Oh my God. You know, listen, my girlfriend is an identical twin. So do you know, she does not actually recognize fraternal twins as twins. She yeah. basically says those are siblings born at the same time.
Fair enough. Fair
okay,
enough.
I just want to tell you, there's a little snobbery in the whole twin world, I guess.
There is.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So take a deep breath. And now tell us, how much does your wife earn?
She earns roughly $214,000 a year.
Roughly. Exactly $214,000. Is she contributing to her retirement account?
Yes, yes. We contribute both through the university's retirement system, mm-hmm. where 5% of her salary goes into that, and then they put in 9.29%. And then there's a supplemental retirement that we started back in 2018, the last time you guys gave us some advice, and we do the full, you know, federal amount that you can contribute to that.
So that's $20,005. And is it a 403B or a 457 plan?
They are both 403Bs.
Okay. Now, because your wife works for a university, is there, I mean, I know that she may not stay there forever, but is there some education component with your kids that they help with?
Yes. Yeah. I forget what it is, but it's either 75% of tuition, or it might even be 100% once you've been here for a number of years and stuff. So fortunately, that's a while from now. But if the kids hit full age, the university here is great. It's got, you know, programs and everything. So if they were to choose to stay here, it would really save us a ton of money.
They will not be choosing. You will be choosing for them. Okay. I mean, because that's huge. That's a huge benefit. I mean, it is worth so much money that it's hard for me to imagine that you would not stick it out for that. But okay. Yeah. How about a house? How much is your home worth?
Feels like it's almost been 2 years now. We bought a home right before the pandemic. We had an offer accepted. Right now, if you looked on Zillow, it says it's worth about $470,000.
And how much of a mortgage is outstanding on that?
Most of it is we still owe about $370,000, $375,000. It's a 30-year fixed. It's at 299.
Wow, that's good. Tell us a little bit about the amount of money that you have saved already in these two retirement accounts that your wife has.
So there's about $515,000 altogether. It's almost all my wife's. There's a little bit in mine because before we had our first child, I was working also at the university, but earning a lot less. But we started off when we first moved here, we just went with the life cycle plan.
Yep.
We've got a combined about 310 in a life cycle 2045. Oh, and I'm sure you know this, but these are all through TIA, CREF.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when we talked with you guys in 2018 and opened the supplemental, we went ahead and switched and stopped contributing to life cycles and started putting them into individual different funds and stuff. And that has about 205,000 in it.
Fantastic. Okay. How about money in cash? I mean, with three kids under the age of three, there's got to be a little cash cushion for you.
Yes, although not as high as I want, in part because we use a bunch of it for the move and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we've got about 18 grand in emergency fund.
And you said she's tenured, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say part of that, I feel comfortable because she's a professor and she's tenured. It's, you know, a little bit higher job security.
Any other money that's outstanding that we should know about?
Yeah, I guess so. A little bit. Soon as we had our first daughter, we started a 529 plan.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the twins. We just automatically put $300 a month into each of those. Anytime any family or anyone sends, you know, a check for a birthday or whatever, it goes in there. So we've got about 18 grand in those right now. Almost all in the three-year-olds, but like about a grand or grand and a half in both of the twins. And I have 12,000 in an IRA, but it's not invested.
What?
Yeah, I was silly. And I learned that last year doing the taxes, I discovered I was eligible for an IRA, which I hadn't been previously because of our income. But because I was a stay-at-home dad and didn't have a retirement plan, all of a sudden the income threshold goes up higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, man, we owed taxes that year. And I was like, I'd really like to save this almost $1,500 on my tax bill. So I went ahead and threw $6,000 in an IRA. But then I thought, I wonder if Jill and Mark would say I should do a Roth instead.
Yes.
Boy, I better not invest that until I hear from them in case it makes it more difficult to change over.
Wait a second. Is there any IRA money right now? Because you said you have an old retirement account, right?
Yeah. And that is also a 403B.
Is it still in a 403B or did you roll it over?
I have not touched it since I left the university.
Ooh, Mark, do you want to jump in and just talk a little bit about how the IRA can be handled now?
Where is it held?
It's also TIA, CREF.
So you'd want to open up a Roth IRA as well, and then you would roll the traditional into the Roth. And it shouldn't be a big deal because, you know, it hasn't been invested, so there's not like there's any growth in there. But you'd have to pay was this a deductible IRA?
Yes, that's the thing. Yeah, I was lured in by the tax deduction.
Not going to be a huge tax bill. So I would just go ahead and roll that into a Roth. And then going forward, you can just make that contribution into a Roth each year.
But yes, he has to pay. What does he have to pay on that, on the conversion?
Basically, he's probably going to have to pay back kind of the deduction that he took when he made the initial contribution.
All right. So you're going to, but let TIAA help you with that. They're going to say, hey, do you have another retirement account? You're going to say, yes, I have it right here with you. And it's still a 403B and there's not another IRA account, like all of that, right? Mark, what about the idea of putting money into these 529 plans? I'm not like so keen on this right now.
Yeah. I mean, if it's me, those kids are going to that school.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know why that would be any. I really, truly believe that you could do almost nothing and in your decision making. And as long as you chose that one thing, then that would be the smartest decision you could ever make.
You're right. That does it does make so much sense financially. I do feel thankfully we haven't had to put a ton of thought into this yet since they're so little. I feel a little bit bad like insisting that a kid go to the
university
in the hometown that they grew up in
because tough luck. Too
I think
bad.
Of going to college is like when you start to learn how to be an adult and like,
first of all, can I just put something out there? Can I put something out there? It's, this is reminds me of my friend of mine. So I went to Brown and a friend of mine grew up in Providence, and you know what? Brown takes certain amount of kids from Rhode Island and specifically Providence. At the time, this woman's father was a professor at Brown. And if you went to Brown as a professor, you got to go for free. Okay. And you could also go anywhere else in the Ivy League for free. However, the only school she got into in the Ivy League was Brown. She's like, I don't know if I want to go so close to home. And they laid out some serious ground rules. And her parents said, you got to do this because we cannot afford to do anything more. We had three other kids. So there were the four kids in this family. And they said, we, if you do this, then you have a shot at going and doing grad school somewhere else. But if you don't do this, we can't afford grad school. Let me just say that. We are clear. We cannot do this. I know that it's a drag. I get it. But it's a great institution. And it's a huge place. You're not going to just drop by and be like, nah, you know what? I just thought I'd drop by your dorm room. You know, in many cases, by the way, there's plenty of people who commute to school and they live home during college to save money. And maybe this is a way that you say, look, you can live on campus. We're not going to, like, you know, it's a big place. So I know you're going to feel bad, but this is too much money. This essentially is like, honestly, for three kids, it's probably in future dollars, let's say in today's dollars, we're talking about it's probably like 350 grand in today's dollars.
At least.
Yeah. No, I mean, part of my thinking with the 529 plans was that it's just good to have, and that we're not funding them in an extreme amount, yeah, but enough that by the time they're 18, each kid would have a decent chunk of money. I guess by that point, it'd probably be like one semester, maybe two semesters of college, but that we would have an option there in case it was needed. And then good scenario, they don't need it. And we, you know, I don't know, we have to pay a bit of a penalty, but it didn't seem like it was a
or you figure in general that of the three, one will need money for grad school. And that's that.
Exactly.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What about wills with your three children under the age of three? Do you have wills and estate planning and guardianship done?
Yes. Yes, we do. In part because you talk about it often, and also in part because as soon as we knew we were having our first, my wife was like, we got to get this done. So yeah, we've got the three big ones, the will, the power of attorney, and the
healthcare. Perfect. Yep. What about life insurance?
Yeah, that was actually one of my questions. So right now we just have coverage through my wife's work. And I wanted to find out if you think we have enough and if it seems like it's a reasonable cost and stuff.
Okay. How much do you have on each of you?
So we just added insurance for me. We didn't used to have any for me when I was not working, but they allow you to open up to $250,000 of coverage for a spouse. So I got that for me, and that costs about $132 a year.
I mean, you need more than that, I got to tell you.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah. All right. I just want to, not to be too blunt, but you're 40 years old. If you drop dead tomorrow, your wife is screwed because she is working full time. And there is no little Mary Poppins floating down on it with an umbrella taking care of your kids for free, right?
True.
Okay. It is more than that amount of money. Mark, how much money do you have on your life? Because Mark is the primary caretaker, though not a full-time stay-at-home dad. But how much do you have on your life, Mark?
I think it's 1.5.
1.5, dude. Okay. I don't think you need that much because Mark, it happens to be with a woman who has a very fine lifestyle.
and plus, we live in New York City. And it's more expensive.
Exactly. But I'm guessing that at the very least, Jeff, you need $1 million of coverage and you're young and you're healthy. So I would just get $1 million of private insurance, go to Policy Genius or any other online site. And if you want, you can go to lifehappens.org. You can run your calculations. There's a life insurance needs calculator. We have this basically on our resource section at Jill on Money. You can play with some of the numbers, but there's no reason to not have it. You just need this in place for 20 years. You will not need it at the end of this term, but just get it because you'll be happy you have had it. And your wife, how much does she have?
So you automatically get $50,000 of coverage for no cost through the university. And then we pay for a additional 7 times her base salary coverage. Mm-hmm. Right now, when I looked a month or two ago, that is calculated at $1.35 million.
Okay.
That costs about $54 a month or about $650 a year.
That's so cheap. I might jam her up a little bit. Mark, what do you think? I'm thinking she needs 2.
Since she's the primary wage earner, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I would just, okay. I mean, look, you can run the numbers, but I'm guessing she needs a little bit more, like $2 million, and compare the costs. If you can buy coverage through the employer and it's cheaper than what you could get privately, then do it for both of you. You know, just run these numbers, but you have a lot at risk. She is the primary wage earner, and it doesn't mean that you wouldn't go back to work. I presume that you would. It's just that same scenario, which is, you may not make as much money. You need time. If something bad happened to her, we would want to make sure that your kids are protected, that you're protected, and that you have a little leeway also, that you know you can breathe in this terrible time that God forbid, we hope never happens. But that's what I want to point out, that yes, you're underinsured. All right, what else? What else we got for you?
The main reason I was reaching out is that I think we can afford put a little bit more money away. So I was trying to think of what the options were. In researching our retirement plans, I discovered that the supplemental one that we opened, we've been doing that pre-tax, but it was totally, we're allowed to do any percentage we want as Roth.
Do it all Roth.
All Roth?
100% Roth. Mark, are you on board? Yes, I know. Forget it. Don't even answer that. 100% Roth. Do the supplemental as 100% Roth.
Cool. I thought that's what you guys would say. And that, you know, I was doing the math and I think that'll cost us about an extra $6,000 to $7,000 based on our tax bracket. But that's about, you know, somewhere in the range of what we can afford extra each year.
Perfect.
What I was going to mention too earlier, you mentioned that you still have a life cycle fund. I don't think you probably need that anymore.
Yeah, I was thinking I was going to get to that when we were doing allocation. And I think that you should be just using TIAA CREF and use those funds. And you don't need to be in the life cycle fund. You've sort of graduated from that. Which funds are you using within CREF?
We're putting 30% into the TIAA traditional annuity, 10% into the International Equity Index Fund, 10% to the Vanguard Emerging Markets Fund, 40% to the Vanguard Institutional Index Fund, and 10% to the Vanguard Extended Market Index Fund.
All right, Mark, do you want to do this? Let Mark fix your allocation right now.
I would get rid of the emerging markets. And then the institutional and the extended, it's kind of overlapping each other. So I would just pick the institutional and put, you know, if you want to make that 50%, 60%, that's fine. But and lose the emerging markets.
I think you do 60. Yeah, I agree. I think you can do 60%, but 20%, you know, 10 or 20% in the international, and TIAA is great for your fixed. And then you're set. And then you can just manage that and also change your life cycle fund into that allocation and carry on. You're in great shape, Jeff. Thank you for participating. It has been a great blast to have you. If you would like to help yourselves and your family and kind of give us a rundown of what's going on, go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. We'll get your note. And while you're there, you can check out all the great stuff. You can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. And you can check out our other broadcast, which is called Jill on Money. We drop our episodes here every Tuesday and Thursday. And Mark Talercio is the co-host and executive producer. We are distributed by CBS. Try to lift someone up today and keep this mantra in your mind. Curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.